G'day, and welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia, broadcast from the studios of 3CR, your only radio left. My name is Susanna Duffy.
3CR.
Today I'm celebrating Dick Gohan, a Scottish singer, a towering figure in folk music. He was a singer of rare quality and a peerless guitar stylist, a charismatic performer and a champion of compassion and social justice. His performances brought together music of blistering righteousness. His 1981 album, Handful of Earth, is widely regarded as an all-time classic and has never been out of print. Dick was a man of the people, a tsunami of positive energy and optimism. His career began in the late 1950s folk clubs of Edinburgh and ended, sadly, with a stroke in 2016. Dick always spoke in the broad vernacular of the Glasgow of his childhood. You have to listen carefully to the words that he sings.
There's a page in history when the workers first fought back, and the might of exploitation at last began to crack. In farm and field and factory, workshop, mine and mill, a flame was lit, a beacon bright, a flame that's burning still. And James Connolly was there. Connolly was there, bold, brave, undaunted. James Connolly was there. The bosses tried to sweat the lads away in Glasgow's Clyde, until a voice like thunder soon stopped them in their stride. In Liverpool, in Belfast, the workers lived in hell, until at last they organized, and anyone can tell that James Connolly was there. Connolly was there, bold, brave, undaunted James.
This song, Your Daughters and Your Sons, was written by Tommy Sands, a well-known and a well-loved singer from County Down in Ireland. You sowed the seeds of freedom in Your Daughters and Your Sons, and once again it helps to know the words to appreciate the song. They taunted you in Belfast, and they tortured you in Spain, and in that Warsaw ghetto they tied you up in chains. In Vietnam and in Chile, where they came with tanks and guns, it's there you sowed the seeds of peace in Your Daughters and Your Sons.
They wouldn't hear your music, and they pulled your paintings down. They wouldn't read your writing, and they banned you from the town. But they couldn't stop you dreaming, and the victory you've won. For you sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. You sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons. Your weary smile that proudly hides the chain marks on your hands. You bravely strived to realize the rights of every man. And though your body's bent and though a victory you've won, for you sowed the seeds of justice in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. You sowed the seeds of justice in your daughters and your sons. Well, I don't know your religion, but one day I heard you pray for a world where everyone can work and children they can play. Though you never got your share of the fruits that you have won, you sowed the seeds of equality in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. You sowed the seeds of equality in your daughters and your sons. Well, they taunted you in Belfast, and they tortured you in Spain, and in that Warsaw ghetto where they tied you up in chains, in Vietnam and Chile, where they came with tanks and guns. It's there you sowed the seeds of peace in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. It's there you sowed the seeds of peace in your daughters and your sons. Now your music's playing and the writing's on the wall, and all the dreams you painted can be seen by one and all. But now you've got them thinking and the future's just begun. Well, you sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons, in your daughters and your sons. You sowed the seeds of freedom in your daughters and your sons.
The 1984-85 miners' strike was a major industrial action within the British coal industry. It was led by Arthur Scargill from the National Union of Mine Workers against the National Coal Board, a government agency. Opposition to the strike was led by the Conservative government of Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. Violent confrontations between flying pickets and police characterised the year-long strike, which ended in a victory for the Conservative government and allowed the closure of most of Britain's collieries. It was the most bitter industrial dispute in British history, and there is no real parallel in size, duration and impact anywhere in the world. Dick supported the striking miners and appeared at many fundraising events around the countryside of UK, giving his time for free. Here is one of the songs that he sang, The Striking Miners. And the message in this song is still just as important today. Workers' strength cannot be broken when in union we combine. Stand up tall and stand together.
Miner's life is like a sailor's, board a ship to cross the waves. Every day his life's in danger, still he ventures being brave. Watch the rocks, they're falling daily, careless miners always fail. Keep your hand upon your wages and your eye upon the scale. Union miners, stand together, do not heed the coal board's tale. Keep your hand upon your wages and your eye upon the scale. You've been docked and docked again, boys. You've been loaded 3-for-1. What have you to show for working since your mining days begun? Worn out shoes and worn out miners, blackened lungs and faces pale. Keep your hand upon your wages and your eye upon the scale. Union miners, stand together, do not heed the coal boat's tale. Keep your hand upon your wages and your eye upon the scale. In conclusion, bear in memory, keep this password in your mind. Worker strength cannot be broken when union we combine. Stand up tall and stand together, victory for you prevail. Keep your hand upon your wages and your eye upon the scale. Union miners, stand together, do not heed the coal boat's tale. Keep your hand upon your wages and your eye upon the scale. Now
here is another song for you to strain your ears, but you don't have to strain your heart about this. Handful of Earth. Come all ye workers who toil night and day, by hand and by brain to earn your pay, who for centuries long past for no more than your bread have bled for your country and counted your dead. Aye, in the factories and mills, the shipyards and mines. And then it finishes, for when the sky darkens and the prospect is war, they'll give him a gun and push him to the fore and expect him to die for the land of his birth, although he's never owned one handful of earth.
Come, all of you workers, we toil night and day, by hand and by brain, to earn your pay, who for centuries long past, for no more than your bread, have bled for your countries and counted your dead in the factories and mills, in the shipyards and mines. We've often been told to keep up with the times, for our skills are not needed. They've streamlined the job, and with slide rule and stopwatch, our pride they have robbed, aye. But when the sky darkens and the prospect is war, who's given a gun and then pushed to the fore and expected to die for the land of our birth, when we've never owned one handful of earth? First ones to starve, we're the first ones to die, we're the first ones in line for that pie in the sky, and we're always the last when the cream is shared out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about. I and all of these things the worker has done, from tilling the fields to carrying the gun. We've
to the plough. Since time first began, I had always expected to carry the can.
Wild Mountain Time is the song of a young man inviting a lassie to go with him to gather wild mountain thyme up the mountain. This Scottish song is a romantic invitation to enjoy nature and to be together in the heather in a wild natural setting. He offers, "I will build my love a bower near yon pure crystal fountain, and on it I will build all the flowers of the mountain." Now, doesn't that sound enticing? I've always liked the lines, "If my true love she can't come, then I'll surely find another to pull wild mountain thyme all among the blooming heather." I mean, that's just practical for you. In Wild Mountain Thyme, Dick joins with Kate and Anna McGarrigle and Emmy Lou Harris.
Oh, the summertime has come. The trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme, all the flowers are perfuming. Will you go, lassie? Go. And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie? Go.
I will my love above high on clear crystal fountain, and on it I will find all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie?
And the dark glens say dreary, and I'll bring back all I find to the arms of my dearie. Will you go, lassie? And me
thank you.
sea, will you go?
A Song for Ireland is a modern classic, written in the early 1970s by June and Phil Coldclough. The lyrics speak for themselves. The wild beauty of the west coast of Ireland and of the warmth of friends. The song also includes these wistful lines. Dreaming in the night, I saw a land where no one had to fight. We should all sing for that. A land where no one had to fight. A Song for Ireland.
Walking all the day by tall towers where falcons build their nests. Silver wings they fly, they know the call of freedom in their breasts. I saw black hat against the sky with twisted rocks and run to the sea. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Talking all the day with true friends who try to make you stay, telling jokes and news and singing songs to pass the time away. We watch the Galway salmon run like silver darting, dancing in the sun. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Drinking all the day in old pubs where fiddlers love to play. Someone touch the bow, he played a reel which seemed so grand and gay. Stood on Dingle Beach and cast in wild foam, we found the Atlantic bass. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Dreaming in the night, I saw a land where no one had to fight. But waking in your dawn, I saw you crying in the morning light. while I, where the falcons fly, they twist and turn all in your air blue sky, living on your western shore. Saw summer sunsets, asked for more, stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for the ride. See you next week. Same time, same place. Until then, it's cheerio and ciao from Left After Breakfast.